There was more unrest last night in Portland, Oregon, which is now the center of a showdown between protesters and law enforcement.
The protests have been going on since the killing of George Floyd, and at times they've gotten violent. The Trump administration sent in what some are calling secret police, it says, to protect a federal courthouse. Meanwhile, the White House sent federal law enforcement officers into other cities, including Chicago and Albuquerque this week in what's called Operation Legend, it says, to reduce violent crime. That has also been criticized. Joining us now is Janet Napolitano, former Secretary of Homeland Security under President Obama, now the outgoing president of the University of California. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So there are two kinds of federal intervention happening now in cities. The move into Chicago and Albuquerque is something called Operation Legend, which started in Kansas City earlier this month. The acting Secretary of Homeland Security said this is not related to the deployment in Portland. Do you see all of this as standard cooperation with local agencies to prosecute federal crimes or something more?
I think time will tell. We don't really know. If what the feds are doing is simply adding more federal officers to existing task forces that have a defined mission, that's one thing. It's another thing altogether to send in federal agents not connected with any kind of task force over the objection of local police chiefs, mayors, and so forth to do what's been happening in Portland.
Another former Secretary of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, a Republican, said that the Department of Homeland Security was established to protect America from the ever-present threat of global terrorism. It was not established to be the president's personal militia. Is that how you see what's going on right now as well?
Certainly. With respect to Portland, I totally agree with Secretary Ridge. Yeah, totally inappropriate use of DHS.
So you think that they are different, though? You say that about Portland, but maybe not Operation Legend in these other cities.
Right. And, you know, we have to wait and see, whether, in fact, how Operation Legend was represented is, in fact, how it's being carried out. But if it's simply, beefing up existing federal local task forces and they have a defined need and defined mission in those communities, that's a different kind of operation.
Well, what about Portland? Many of the agents there are from the U.S. Marshals Special Operations Group, which is part of Customs and Border Protection. What do you think of the idea of using Border Patrol agents to respond to protests?
Oh, as I said, I think it's totally inappropriate. And you have to ask, what are those border agents not doing in order to be redeployed to Portland? Last time I looked, Portland is not on the border. The Department of Homeland Security is not the president's militia force. It's not intended to be that. It's not designed to be that. And we've seen in Portland how injecting them into the community has only inflamed the situation there. It hasn't helped calm things down.
Well, how much do you think politics is driving the administration's decision to do this now, just as the president's reelection campaign seeks to brand him as the law and order candidate?
Oh, I think you can see pretty clearly that this is part of the law and order positioning of President Trump. It's so obvious. And that just adds to the inappropriateness of what's going on in Portland.
I want to ask you a question about another role. You obviously were the Secretary of Homeland Security, but you are now the outgoing president of the University of California system. Your term ends on August 1st. All the U of C campuses are going to be starting online this fall. Do you think that in the spring that could happen as well in California?
You know, we sincerely hope not, but we're planning through that scenario. And, unless there is a vaccine, it is a good possibility that the kind of remote or online learning that we will be using for the beginning of the fall will continue into the spring. It really depends on what the situation is and how we can safely reopen the campuses.
Do you think that the students are going to get as good of an education with an online learning situation than they would in person?
They'll get a different kind of education, but they'll get a very, very good education. They did last spring when we had to immediately convert to online, and we've spent the summer only beefing up our online content and capabilities. It will be a very good education. It will be a UC-level education.
You were the Democratic governor of Arizona, a state that has only gone blue once in a presidential election since 1972. That was in 1996 for Bill Clinton's reelection. But the polls right now show Joe Biden ahead pretty consistently in Arizona. Why do you think that is? Has Arizona changed that quickly over the last few years?
Yeah, I think Arizona has changed and is changing. But I think that while it looks very good for Joe Biden there right now, he has to, in a way, build up his lead because the state tends to settle on the Republican side of things. So you've got to have that buffer there.
Mm-hmm. And you don't see that yet.
It's right about there. Yeah, I very much believe Arizona is in play for this fall.
That is Janet Napolitano, the former governor of Arizona, former secretary of Homeland Security, and now outgoing president of the University of California. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.